for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki. It all started in 1943 when John Deere made a $1,000 contribution to the FFA. 75 years later, at the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, FFA members, guests, and more are taking part in the anniversary celebration. On the second day of convention, Sam Allen, chairman and CEO of Deere & Company, set the historical context of the colossal partnership with the FFA.
You know, we started this in 1943. I'm only the ninth chairman and CEO in the history of the company. The chairman back then was not the CEO for 2 years. One of them was 1943 because he was enlisted in the military. So for 2 years, he ended up being in the military and not running the company. And it was right at that time that Deere chose to give $1,000 to FFA. I think there was roughly 100,000 members in FFA. A lot of them were in the military serving, and we had a lot of our plants that were making things for the military, including munitions. So it was arguably a very difficult time to start that. I can't tell you all the reasons why at that point in time they did it. Clearly it was a smart investment. To your point, then we've seen a lot of great times, but then in the 80s, which is a time I know well because I started with the company in 75, and in 75 there were 67,000 employees, and in the 80s we had 32,000 employees as a result of the grain embargoes and for 10 years farmers having an extremely difficult time. But what it showed back then, and it's continued to be, Deere, while our customers value us during all times, we make customers for life during the bad times. And even today, I will meet with customers or dealers that went through the 80s that will say, because John Deere let me not pay off a loan for a year or 2 years, whatever the case may be, and they'll get teary-eyed, but they'll say, I'm committed for life. So because we've been around agriculture so long, we know that it has really high times and it has low times, but the value you bring is much more appreciated during those tough times. And now it's a little bit better time right now, but our commitment is to agriculture during the great times and the low times, and FFA is a part of that.
At the ceremony, a John Deere Green time capsule was showcased in the middle of the display. And in another 75 years, in 2093, that time capsule will hopefully be opened. Allen explained the idea and the purpose of the time capsule.
First off, it's about 430 pounds, so I'm not sure where they're going to put that. But, you know, a lot of us have said, first off, all the different things that are going to be in it were things that FFA members nominated, and then that list was called to bring this list. And I don't know what's going to be more interesting 75 years from now, the people that open it up and see what was in here, or thinking about what in 75 years somebody else would want to put into it the next time around. So it's it's kind of neat to be able to think about that. Again, I know I won't be around at that point in time. Hopefully you are, or someone else is, but it should be an interesting... One thing's for sure, it is not going to disintegrate between now and then. It's pretty sturdy.
Mark Peschel, president and CEO of the National FFA Organization, also attended that ceremony. He spoke about what he's looking forward to in the next 75 years with John Deere and FFA.
For many of us, when we think about Deere, we think about precision agriculture, and we think about they, along with many other companies in agriculture, that have continued to pioneer technology innovation as we move forward in feeding 9 billion people in just 30 years. So they have also played a role in our national convention this year as we have introduced the Blue Room. And the Blue Room is an experience for students that's all about innovation and technology and agriculture. I've told our students, think about Disney World, think about Epcot Center, and that's the kind of an experience that we've wanted our students to have. And of course, Deere has stepped forward and helped us make that a reality.
FFA Foundation President Molly Ball spoke of the impact John Deere has on the National FFA Foundation.
So John Deere, they give $1 million a year. every year to the National FFA Foundation. It's a lot of money. And for us to be, I mean, it's, you know, from a foundation perspective, that's a lot of money for kids and what we can do for students. And they have just been such wonderful partners in every sense of the word. They've had board members. We've had CEOs on our board. We've had just, I mean, the partnership is just so deep and broad. You know, we just can't thank them enough for what they do for us every day. Bringing a lot of their leadership team to the national convention, that's a really big deal. I mean, they're a billion-dollar company, you know, they're publicly traded. I mean, this is a, their support has meant the world to so many kids, and not just the national level, but through their dealers. They give to the states, dealers give to local. I mean, through, it's so broad and wide that their imprint's huge on FFA.
Representing over 650,000 FFA members, Bryant Mace, president of the Delphi FFA chapter in Indiana, thanked John Deere for their continuous support.
Just how much of an honor it is that we have sponsors like John Deere to come alongside us over the past 75 years and support us through it all, and it helps develop our members as leaders, and just overall an honor to have partners like John Deere.
And to continue developing FFA members who serve their communities and the agriculture industry, Alan revealed a special announcement on behalf of John Deere.
Well, $75,000 to FFA, to the Living to Serve platform. You know, I didn't fully appreciate it, quite frankly, until I came here and got a chance yesterday to walk by the booth and just see all of the FFA members going in there, writing down their nomination for a grant for what they wanted to do to serve their community. But what we did think it when we put this together was we're all about serving in the communities in which we operate. And we actually, when our employees volunteer, number one, we give them paid time off. And number two, if they volunteer for a charitable organization, we'll donate up to $1,000 to that organization if they work 40 hours in support of that. This was kind of an extension of that, which is how people thought about it. Hey, this is a way of also doing similar with Living to Serve, giving scholarships for people to, again, work in their communities and do something that can be impactful. So we're very, very proud of it, and it'll be interesting to see how it impacts lives.
And finally, the theme of the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo is Just One. Peschel incorporated that theme into the 75-year partnership between John Deere and FFA.
Think about the impact that Just One company has had on FFA over our history, and the example that they've been able to set for other companies to say, I want to be a part of that. I want to do what John Deere and others are doing to help support these remarkable young people in the Blue Jackets. So, yes, Just One makes a difference, and certainly that Just One John Deere has made a big difference for FFA and our students.
For FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.